This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest this weekend is Doug Downey. He's president of the Carlinville Christmas Market Foundation. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Doug, we're going to discuss the 23rd Carlinville Christmas Market, which will be coming up next weekend after the airing of this program. And we'll start off with letting you tell us a little bit about this year's theme for the Christmas Market and also the special group that'll be at the opening ceremonies.
Sure, Rick. This year, obviously, is our 23rd annual Christmas Market. It is held the first full weekend every year in December. And this year, we have an honorary chairman. This year we are going with an official ribbon cutter, and this year we have chosen the Macoupin County Military Support Group, and we thought because of the hard work and the long hours they put in and trying to support our troops in the United States and overseas by supplying them with the needed items that they can use for their personal use. They've done this for many years, and they say they will continue to do this until our troops come home.
Now, the Christmas Market will be December 7th, 8th, and 9th, and will there be any new additions this year besides some of the favorites?
Well, obviously, besides some of the favorites we normally have, we have the home tour, which will be returning this year after a one-year hiatus. The BP Women's Group here in Carlinville used to do that, but they have since disbanded. But the Carlinville Chamber has taken that over, and this year we have four beautiful homes that will be decorated for the holidays, and two historical sites, which will be on the tour. And that tour will be on Saturday from 1 to 5. In addition to that, as far as entertainment goes, we have about four or five new groups this year that will be performing at the market. A couple of them include Allie Durbin, who is a local resident here who plays the ukulele. So she will be entertaining us on Saturday, as well as Brian Zelm, who is a local guitar player and singer who will be entertaining us both on Saturday and Sunday. In addition to that, we have our normal children's entertainment, and we bring them back every year because they're very, very popular, and that includes Professor Longhair, who will be here both here Friday and Saturday, and Hiroshi Hatada, the top spinner. Both of these are very popular with the children.
Was there information concerning also this year a caricature artist?
That's correct, Rick. We are going to have a caricature artist this year, and he is going to be at the Casey Hall. And for a small fee, he will draw anybody who is interested. He will be here both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Casey Hall on the Carlinville Square.
This year also, the Christmas Market, I understand, will be giving away a gift or a gift basket, I guess one could say.
That's correct. This year, and normally every year, we try to do something to track where our tourists and our visitors are coming from. This helps us not only to target our advertising, but also is required for some of our grants to track where our where our tourists are coming from. So this year, we're giving away a quilt from the chamber. It's the chamber quilt, and a cookbook, and some merchandise from local retailers here around the square. So if you fill out a small form, it would just ask where you're from and how did you hear about us. We're going to have a drawing on Sunday evening, and we will ship that prize to whoever wins.
This year's Christmas Market, I know over the past several years, once in a while there's been some changes to how it's laid out. Maybe you could tell us this year what's the layout for the market.
Well, the layout this year, we're going to go with the same tent configuration as we did last year. It is going to be the tent that goes down on Main Street there on East Main, and it's going to tee off on East First South, and it's going to go north and south just like it did last year. That tent configuration is very popular with us because it's easier for the electricians to wire up. It's easier for us to man, and people like the one-stop shop feel of the every vendor in one tent. Also, it keeps us from having to block off the whole square, which helps with the traffic a little bit, and the city seems to favor it a little bit better because it's easier to barricade off.
And this year, I understand you'll be having a little different layout with inside the tents, featuring some old Christmas market things and also a new sound system for those attending?
That's correct. This year, we are going to be showcasing some photos that we have reproduced from years past, and those photos include some of the historic sites around Carlinville. They also include some of the past entertainment, some of the past scenes that you've seen from the Carlinville Christmas Market, and we're going to showcase those throughout the tents. And as you walk through, you'll see those photos. You might even see yourself in a couple of those photos. Also, in addition to this year, normally we rent a PA system for our entertainment and for our opening ceremonies, as well as the lighting of the tree for the chamber event, which happens the night before Thanksgiving. Casting Goodman, a local business here in town, stepped forward when they realized that we were renting every year a sound system, and they purchased us a PA amp system. It's a very high, pretty much the top of the line. When we were looking for a system, we wanted to make sure it did everything we were going to be needing it to do. So they, compliments of them, they purchased us the system, and we used it for the first time on the opening ceremonies for the lighting ceremony on Thanksgiving Eve. And it turned out, works very nice, and we're happy to have it.
Before we come to the end of the program, if you could maybe just talk about some of the vendors that will be in attendance at the Christmas market.
Well, again, we have we try to keep a mixture of vendors so we don't have the same ones in year in, year out. But, of course, we do keep the most popular vendors that are highly requested by our tourists and our visitors. But this year we do have obviously the very popular, fudgery guy. We also have some jewelry vendors who are very popular and are requested every year. But this year we have some new vendors, which we'll see. On our website, we have a whole list of vendors, and our website is carnivalchristmasmarket.com, and it lists all the vendors and the location you'll see throughout the tent. But we have 56 vendors this year, and that's just a little bit above the norm, what we normally have. So we hope you'll come and visit us at the 23rd Annual Carnival Christmas Market. And again, the admission is only $1 into the tents, and everything else is free, including the horse and carriage rides and the trolley rides, which will take you around the square and to the historic sites in Carlinville.
Doug Downey, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Rick, very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.